Coming with us, Scott is with Mormon Clothiers in downtown Mason City, and also that great location in Ames too. But Scott out sitting there having coffee outside the store this morning when I was trying to catch you earlier.
I wasn't. I missed your call.
You know,
it's just too nice out there. Sorry.
No, I honestly thought about that this morning myself. I took a walk outside when the sun was coming up this morning.
Yeah.
And I thought, man, and here I had that same cup of coffee and the sun's up and I'm thinking, you know, this is what we should be doing today.
It is gorgeous out.
Oh, man. And what, got a great weekend ahead and all
that
stuff.
Yeah, a lot of great things going. So, you know, the governor's freeing up the state a little more. So we're on the move a little more. So, you know, still out there being careful and doing the right things. But, you know, things are opening up. So, which is a really good thing for Iowa.
Well, I think, you know, as far as businesses, I'm sure you're seeing just a little bit more traffic each and every day, aren't you?
We really are. You know, and everyone's cautious, and, you know, it's just getting better every single day. And, you know, it's going to take a while, and I get that. I understand that whole thing. But, you know, when you come in, folks, everything's clean here. We're working on, you know, we have the hand sanitizer up front. We're wiping things down. We're constantly in the cleaning mode. So, you know that you're going to be safe. And if you want to wear a mask in, you are more than welcome. And if you want us to wear a mask, we will. You know, we have them here. We're not wearing them, you know, constantly, but we sure will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that can be a comforting thing for a lot of folks.
Yeah, it really can. And, you know, we've had a few, not many. You know, most people just are, you know, coming in cautious, and we stayed the distance, and we're all doing well.
Good. Very, very good.
Yeah.
Well, I know you've had you've got that great anniversary event that you've been doing, too, and I've been kind of keeping up with that a little bit on, you know, on social media and everything.
Sure.
You've been busy.
You know what? We have been busy doing, you know, just trying, doing a lot of things and, you know, letting people know a lot of different ways and, you know, trying to touch all different medias and, you know, social media and what have you. But it's busy. We are doing our anniversary Father's Day co-sale, and it's now through Father's Day, so which is next Sunday. So for us, business-wise, through next Saturday, the entire stock of merchandise in this store is 27% off for our 27th anniversary. You know, so it's something that obviously we've never done that big of a markup or markdown on all of our merchandise throughout the store. So it's a big thing for us, and people are definitely taking advantage of it, and which I want them to. We have a lot of spring merchandise here. You know, we were closed that 5 weeks, and the merchandise was still coming in. So it's here, it's ready, and we are ready to show you.
Yeah, you've got, you know, and a lot of people might think, okay, Mormon Clothiers, you just have all of those suits and ties and things. And, boy, you've got a great selection there. But you've got some real nice casual wear, too.
Oh, the casual wear is really where it's happening right now. You know, we have anywhere from T-shirts to tennis shoes, you know, to shorts, to golf shirts, dressy button-ups, you know, and then the women's, the dresses, the casual wear, too, the, you know, the bottoms, the tops, and, you know, things that you can wear on a boat, hanging out. You can really dress it up, go to a wedding, you know, so lots of different ways. And we are loaded to the gills, and, you know, we're ready to roll.
Yeah, and you've got, honestly, you've got the best connections with tuxedos, too, around, don't you?
Well, you know, the tuxedo thing has, we have done that. I've been in that part of the business for 35 years, you know, with other prior to owning this. And, you know, we do thousands and thousands of tuxedos over the years. No one's going to do it better. You know, right now we have, there's Clear Lake Prom going on. And if for some reason someone's out there and says, I forgot to get a tux, I need it for tomorrow, come in. I'll get it. You come in today and I'll get you a tuxedo for tomorrow if you need one. But, you know, so Clear Lake's one of the few schools that are doing it. There's a couple other smaller schools around that are doing proms coming up, but weddings is, you know, starting August, September, October, November, it's going crazy. You know, a lot of weddings got switched to there. There's just some new weddings just popping up. Come in and let us take care of you. We're gonna do it right. We have a tailor right here. We're going to make that tuxedo fit you to a T.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and you're right. Some of those things that were probably moved and juggled, but boy, you get to, like you say, August and September and October, you get into those months, and you can tell it's really busy around.
Oh boy, it's yep. Once we get through mid-July, this wedding season is just going to rock and roll.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a great end of summer and into fall, I think. And you know, if we keep the weather nice and that kind of thing, I think it's going to be a good bounce back too for merchants such as yourself. I know in downtown Mason City, you've got a beautiful plaza area out in front of your store that, you know, is a casual place for people to come. Yeah. And so it's really, really nice.
It really is. And we were, Jeremiah and Callie and I were sitting out there this morning having a cup of coffee when I missed your phone call earlier. And just sitting there and looking around, it's beautiful down here. And, you know, we got Laredo's and the Quarry have some outside seating. And we have a new restaurant coming next week, I believe, the Happy Donkey, which is the gentleman from Mr. Taco. They're going to open right next door to us. It's a tequila and taco bar.
Really?
So, yeah. You know, it's just some things are happening again, and hopefully we can just continue this ball to keep rolling.
Mr. Donkey, huh?
Mr. Happy Donkey.
Happy Donkey?
Huh? It's the gentleman from Mr. Taco in the mall.
Oh, good.
They're doing a bar restaurant right beside us.
Oh, man.
And they will have some outside seating also.
Yeah, that whole plaza area is just, it's going to fill up and be nice, and you guys have the prime real estate right on the corner. I call it Mormon's Corner down there.
There you go. That's right.
It's yours. The rest of them just live by you.
Just the neighbors, right?
Yeah, they're neighbors. This is your place. Hey, Scott, what about hours? When can people come shopping and see you?
All right. I know it keeps jumping around a little bit, but we're kind of locked in from Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And Saturday, 9 to 4. And we are going to be open some Thursday evenings coming up. We were open this last Thursday, and we will be open for this coming Thursday also until 7 o'clock.
Awesome. Very good. Hey, nice to catch you. If you want to keep the door open and grab a coffee again, that's okay.
I might do that. You know, we can see when people are coming in.
You're quite the guy. Hey, enjoy the day. Enjoy a great weekend, Scott.
Jim, you too. Appreciate
I will.
It.
Thanks.
Bye.
That's Scott Mormon, downtown Mason City. And he's got that great location, too, in downtown Ames. Go shopping, everybody. Shop local. Mormon Clothiers in Mason City and in Ames.